Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je suis rentré tout à l'heure, j'ai pas pensé à garder machin, je me suis dit tiens, je pourrais peut-être appuyer sur le bouton.
Voilà.
Et alors pourquoi ? En fait là t'es sur Radio La.
Mmh.
Radio La c'est une radio locale, très locale, environnementale.
Mmh.
Et qu'est-ce que je voulais dire ? Parce que je suis pas encore bien réveillé.
Mmh.
Ouais. Ma question, pourquoi ? Pourquoi est-ce que tu viens ici ? À ton avis ? Je dis ça parce qu'on est à un endroit un petit peu particulier quand même de la place Saint-Michel.
Certainement,
J'étais curieux de savoir, tiens, ce monsieur-là, pourquoi est-ce qu'il vient ici ? Lui, c'est quoi qui le fait venir ici ?
Mais ça fait 3 ans que je suis là, en France. 3 ans que je suis à Bordeaux. Et moi, je suis américain.
Tu es d'où, aux États-Unis ?
De New York.
Okay.
Et donc je passais un peu de temps un peu partout dans la place. Et personnellement ici chez Saïd, chez nos chaveurs, je sens vraiment ce sens de communauté que je n'ai pas connu avant. En fait.
Communauté ?
Communauté, vraiment. Ouais. Que les gens s'impliquent les uns les autres. Dans le, pas trop tout fond, mais c'est vraiment en sens familial, communal.
Excuse-moi, j'ai pas compris. Familial, tu as dit ?
Oui.
Et quoi ?
Communal. Communal.
Communal. Comme une communauté, ouais.
Comme une communauté, voilà. Et je trouve ça beau. C'est changé depuis les travaux à Saint-Michel. C'est beaucoup changé. Par rapport à qui vient là. Mais je trouve que c'est un endroit qui est plein de monde, en fait.
Quand tu veux dire la clientèle a changé, tu veux dire ?
Sans doute, oui.
C'est-à-dire ?
C'est-à-dire avant, c'était chaque visage, c'était quelqu'un de le coin, quelqu'un qui habite là, qui habite pas loin, et qui participe dans la communauté. Toi qui est là, qui parle, avec qui tu peux créer un sens de relation. Même pas besoin d'avoir une amitié très forte, une amitié très éternelle, mais quelque chose en moins, type de. C'est complicité en fait, avec les uns les autres ici. Et maintenant c'est devenu en fait les gens qui viennent derrière, qui mangent, qui boivent, qui partent, et qui n'ont aucune...
Alors excuse-moi de te couper.
Ouais.
Est-ce que tu as en tête une belle rencontre que tu as fait ici ?
Je fais plein de belles rencontres ici, ouais. Moi j'ai fait à la base la philosophie, et, les études de philosophie et la théologie. Et, comme je ne suis plus à la fac, je me trouve un peu avec le besoin de m'engager dans un type de projet plus vers cette ligne-là. Et je rencontre plein de gens ici qui font soit le travail artistique, le travail académique, et avec qui j'ai fait le projet, j'ai écrit, j'ai travaillé. Et j'ai fait ces rencontres plutôt là, en fait.
Tu travailles sur quoi exactement ?
C'est plutôt sur les questions théologiques dans l'espace politique.
C'est-à-dire, est-ce que tu peux donner un exemple, s'il te plaît ?
Oui, par exemple, la France et les États-Unis sont surtout les pays judéo-chrétiens. Et c'est évident donc dans notre mythologie moderne et notre mythologie quotidienne que ça reste toujours quelque chose d'important, malgré cette conversation de laïcité, malgré ces questions d'un pays laïque. On est toujours vraiment fondé sur un type de question théologique. Et pour moi, je veux comprendre comment on peut discuter de ça dans un sens plus ouvert.
Plus ouvert.
Ouvert. Comme c'est plus caché en fait. Quand c'est caché, c'est beaucoup plus influence. C'est ce qu'on fait, comment on pense. Et donc ça m'intéresse de voir plutôt le propos de Jacques Ellul en fait. Tu vois, de comment on peut voir le sous-texte judéo-chrétien dans le quotidien et comment on peut réconcilier avec ça, sans tourner le dos pour réconcilier, pour voir comment on réagit par rapport aux questions, par exemple, les questions d'islam dans la France et dans le monde occidental et pourquoi ça réagit ce sentiment de colère, ce sentiment de peur partout dans l'Occident.
You don't mind if we try in English?
Yeah, that would be better.
What is your subject? What is your What are you working on exactly? I mean, what is your purpose? What do you want to show?
My grandpa, I mean, I don't know if I have exactly a purpose. I know. I think on the one hand, it's just a way to.
Well, do you have a goal?
No. Just to be happy, just to live happily, and to live with a certain sense of purpose, to feel like I'm contributing to something in some greater sense, and where I come from, you know, these.
Why did you come to France?
Just to travel. I wound up staying for 3 years. You know,
how long?
3 years. Yeah. At first, I came to travel, and I came with a backpack, and I came to work on farms and to building projects, and just to find a way to travel around Europe.
And why Bordeaux?
It was kind of an accident, you know. I was working on farms in and around France.
Where?
Partout. Okay. À Saint-Tropez, Just à côté de Paris, à Normandie, Brittany. Au centre de France, Venice aussi, and after I...
You've been staying in Bordeaux since 3 years?
Yeah.
So it's quite a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Well, I was in Paris.
What, a love story? What do you mean?
Well, I was in Paris, and I met some guys in Paris, and then we walked to Bordeaux. It took 2 months, so we walked to the center of France, and we came to Bordeaux, and the first day I met a girl, and I stayed with her for 2 years. And then after,
that's why.
Yeah, there you go. That's why.
Most of the time, that's why.
That's France for you, right? And then we broke up, but I decided to stay here anyway. And then I met my girlfriend recently, and we're looking to leave next year. But for the moment, we're staying here. And
you're working. You're doing.
I work at Jinko.
That's why. Okay.
But I was also looking to do my studies. Continue my studies in philosophy and theology, and I tried to study over at the University of Bordeaux 3, but it wasn't exactly a good fit for me, so I decided to stop that and to focus more on my independent projects.
Sorry?
I decided to focus more on my independent projects.
What does that mean?
My writing, I have certain projects that I have with people that met here.
What is your writing?
A lot of it's just personal reflection, but I try to
You keep it for you, or it's
mostly it's for me. But you know, I'm working on some projects that are going to be published in journals, and one that's going to be passing at the Museum of Aquitaine next year.
Okay, and what is the topic?
It's on immigration, and on regarde sur Saint-Michel en fait et comment ça a changé récemment et. Comment the new immigrants, in fact, se place ici à Saint-Michel.
Okay, that's what we call the gentrification.
Yeah, and I've seen that a lot. You know, I've seen that obviously in Brooklyn and New York, where gentrification happens a lot more rapidly, a lot quicker. In New York, because of the fact that the rent is not stabilized. So here in France, rent can only raise a certain percent each year, 5%, 6% each year. In America, it can double, triple.
I guess.
There's no protection. Yeah. And so I've seen rapid change in my parts of Brooklyn where I grew up and where I was raised. So it makes me think of it's similar. It's not exactly the same, but it's very similar. And to see how the gentrification processes, overnight really changed the community. In addition to the police presence and how the police have had that hand in also changing. In the big part of Saint-Michel and how the community has changed and the texture of the community, how we live and how we communicate with each other, and really that specter of police violence has changed radically. And I was arrested 3 weeks ago.
Where?
Here. Yeah.
How come?
Because I saw the police officers who were bothering a Bulgarian man. And I told them that it was aggressive, and I told them what I thought. And they took me for an Arab, and they busted up my face, and they threw me to the ground, and they arrested me.
No way.
Just for talking, just for saying that I thought it wasn't right what they were doing. And I went to jail for it. I spent 5 hours in prison, and then they released me.
It was your first time, I guess?
Yeah, it was my first time. In France, it was my first time. Yes, I mean, really my project is to go back to school.
I mean, it's so surprising because you, I mean, you look so calm, you know, so peaceful.
I am, you know, it was a peaceful, it was a peaceful thing on my part. You know, I was, there's no, I was just talking, you know, it was, they chose to react that way and it wasn't, you know, their methods weren't exactly equal to the situation. So there you go. That's what happens.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you and thank you.
Lionel.
Lionel?
Lionel.
Lionel.
Yeah.
David.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can you say what was the last how do you say rencontre you made here in Chat Noir Chavert?
Must be you, I think, right? Technically.
I mean, one of the best souvenirs you have about here.
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody,
I mean, it's
somebody you talk to, you didn't know, and you got a nice talk.
You know, that happens every day, to be honest. Every day.
Yeah. Every day.
I mean, that's why I come here. Like, I come here because, you know, I like to think of myself as a writer and to try and be active in my writing. And not that I use it to fuel my writing, but at the same time, it's rich, you know, when I come here and when I meet people and who don't have any inhibitions, who come and talk openly. And
bonjour, David.
Bonjour.
Tu vas bien?
Ça va bien?
Tu me reconnais?
Ouais.
Ouais. Bonjour.
Hello.
C'est pas un vrai.
Ça va?
C'est quoi alors?
Ouais,
ça s'arrange.
Ouais.
C'est pas un vrai, c'est quoi alors?
C'est un faux. C'est un fake. A fake man.
No comment.
À bientôt.
À bientôt.
Can you make us... Can you make the like kind of commercial, like at Chat Noir Chavert, na 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 na, you know?
I think the point is to
kind of.
It would be kind of an anti-commercial, you know.
Oh yeah, nice. Okay, do it. Yeah, nice. Good idea.
Don't come to Chat Noir Chavert. If you're listening to this, and you need a commercial, don't come.
Why? Why don't come to Chat Noir Chavert?
Because you're not gonna find peace and quiet. Yeah. You're not gonna find a place to tuck in and bury your head in your own proper space.
Never.
That it really is you know, you come to be part of a community or come to be engaged in the life of others, whether you like it or not. And so I think obviously the weekend has changed, but here, you know, it's like coming to a member of a family's house. That you come here and you find yourself kind of in the midst of a continuing story, and you'll forcibly play a part of it, whether you like it or not. So if you're looking for some peace and quiet, go next door. I guess.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Lionel.
And have a good day.
You too. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye.